Hi, everyone. Welcome to the timingresearch.com crowd forecast news for April 29th, 2024. We are recording this at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and this is episode number 427. My name is David Cosmeter. I'm the creator of timingresearch.com, and today I've arranged for Sunny Harris to join us again. You should be seeing her screen right now. Also, the option professor is back to moderate, so I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to him.
Okay. Thanks, David, and welcome everybody on this Monday morning. We've got a big week ahead of us with a tremendous amount of earnings, like we had a tremendous amount last week. And a couple of them that jump off the page to me is a super micro computer coming out, I think, tomorrow. And then we on Thursday, we'll get Apple. And I would think those would be pretty important ones to keep an eye on to keep the momentum going. And Eli Lilly's tomorrow as well. Before we get started, let's talk to Sunny Harris. She's going to be with us today. She's got her Sunny Bands up on the screen. So there'll be a lot of stuff we can talk about. And before we get going, Sunny, a little background on yourself and what's going on at Money Mentor.
I am Sunny Harris. I'm a mathematician, trader, programmer, and author of 8 books, including the brand new The Definitive Guide to TradeStation's Easy Language and OOL Programming with Sam Tennis. I've been a professional trader for 43 years, and I love to mentor, tutor, help people with their custom programming. I do programming also for people. Every Sunday night, I put out a newsletter, Sunny Side of the Street. And every day of the week, I have a live trading room for those who subscribe. If you want to come for free, text TAWS, T-A-W-S, to me at 760-908-3070. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Now, let's start out with the major averages and explain a little bit about the Sunny Bands that people are looking at. So we'll start out with SPX, the S&P 500.
How about SPY?
Oh, whatever. Yeah, either way. They're all cut from the same cloth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they are, aren't they? Well, this is clearly going up for the past months here. This is a SPY daily chart. And on this candle right here, it gives a tentative sell, but it doesn't confirm it. We've got another tentative sell with a confirmation, and we go down to the bottom band. Right now, the dynamic moving average, the purple and gold lines in the middle, are flat. When they're flat, it means we're in congestion. So if it gets flat like this, I don't take a long signal until it closes above the flat DMA, which it looks like it's going to today. So, yeah. And then the lows down here are higher lows.
Right.
So that's encouraging for a long position as well.
So this is a suggesting that we might go up and test the upper bands, huh?
That's suggesting that.
And purple and gold are, do we like to have the gold above purple if we're real positive, though?
We do.
Yeah. So the fact that it's under purple, is a slight detractor.
Still speaking to sideways.
Yeah. So basically, this is the kind of thing where if we started to go under purple, which comes in around where?
Oh, let's see. That's about 508 and a quarter.
Yeah, because that was a big number for me this week. If it starts being under five, if it closes under 508, and then where's gold at?
Gold is at 506.71.
All right. So that's a little bit under 507. If we were, for whatever reason, to go the other way and get under the 508, 507 neighborhood, that might suggest that this rebound rally that we've had might be having some difficulty.
Yep. It would suggest that it's going to go down to either to the lower inner band or lower outer band. And the lower outer band is at 494 inches.
Right.
So, we're looking at that danger level down there.
Yeah. So this is a very critical. And again, we have the Fed meeting this week. So we all know they're not going to do anything on the rates, but their statement is going to have an effect.
Yeah.
But I would imagine their statement's going to be what it's always been. We're data dependent, and we think we're making progress on inflation, and we think we can cut sometime down the road, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to say.
Yeah,
and the market will either react by going straight up and then straight down, or straight down and then straight back up.
Now they were going to announce a quarterly refunding today. I don't know if they've already announced it or if it's in the afternoon. Can you put up TNX, which is the 10-year note, and see what the yields are doing today? I think that's the...
That's the not one. The right symbol.
My system it is. It's $TNX when I go. I don't know. No, that wouldn't be it. You don't know offhand what the 10-year note symbol is offhand?
This is it. 10-year Treasury notes. Interest rate.
Yeah, but, the one that I have has the yield, and the yield's not. Well, yeah, this would be the yield. Yeah, okay. So the yield is 460. It's actually 460 something. So does it show the yield is dropping a little bit today?
It does.
Okay. So if the quarterly refunding comes in, you know, better, whatever they're looking for, then that could be positive for the yields coming back.
Yeah.
And
it's been pretty steadily up, though. I mean, it has some big dips you can see right here.
Yeah.
But the linear regression line across is up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, like I say, once it got above, I had a number like 420 and then 430 on the yield. And once it got above those levels, I thought the yields were going to rise. So that pretty much is evidence with this thing as well, right? You see how it got above 420? And that was a area where if it held, it was going to be higher rates. And then around the 430 area, 435.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're way up here.
Now we're up here.
Now there's a potential maybe it could pull back. Where's the gold and purple come in? 450.
Yeah, right in there.
So if in fact everybody got real excited that rates have peaked again, which they love to do, then we could go down to the 450 neighborhood, and then it could have a little support for it there. Huh?
Agreed.
All right, that sounds
notice
good.
This down on the bottom chart, this is the DMA histogram. Notice that it's been positive above the zero line for this entire time from here over to the right.
Yeah. Which means it's been an upward trending yield, meaning downward price on the bonds for
exactly.
A while.
You want to see the bonds?
Uh-huh, sure.
Yep, inverse curve.
Gotcha.
Bonds have gone up just a little today.
Now, there were some questions on the gold and purple lines. They are part of, like, your proprietary situation. You know, it's
That's
not
right.
just a moving average or anything like that. There's a formulaic thing you put together.
It's a whole bunch of mathematics that figures out the lengths of the moving average by itself internally to the math. So it's constantly calculating with every tick. It's calculating these moving averages, the lengths of the moving average by itself. So, you know, a moving average will usually have 9,18 for the inputs for the slow and the fast moving average. This thing doesn't need any inputs. It calculates its own.
Right. So anyway, that gives us an idea on that. And what is that one you... Oh, that's... Okay. What about the QQQ? Get an idea on the tech situation.
So we're above the flat DMA, purple's on top. This has not closed above yet, and it's a red candle furthermore. So we're stuck right here.
Yeah. Yeah. And how about the big stock? How about the big stock coming out? SMCI, Super Micro Computer. Because, you know,
everything's going to be stuck under the DMA today, I'm going to bet.
Yeah. But this is the kind of deal if they came out with monster earnings because of the fact that all the big spend on AI with those big companies, you know, this is one that could either spike back up to 1,000 or it could go back into the soup.
That's true.
So this is going to be a pretty exciting stock here this week, one way or the other.
And if it bounces, it's going to go up to that trend line, which is at about 961.33. Price is currently at 882.
And what about NVDA? How is that looking going into these? Because obviously this is NVDA.
My keyboard double types sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Same story. It looks like the same exact chart as Supermicro, huh?
Pretty much, yeah.
So this will be a big week for these two guys because if they come out with the big earnings, then that might be telling people NVIDIA is going to come out with the big earnings as well. And that could send this thing flying. So
it could.
This is going to be a big week for these guys. Now, on the underneath, though, where everything is underneath the line, that means it's generally in a weaker mode going into the meeting, though, and into the report.
Yeah. This is bearish. Below the zero line's bearish.
Yeah. But you can see gold is trying to turn up.
It is.
But, and again, all it would have to be is like, our earnings are 50% higher than you expected. And then the next thing you know, it'll be on the bicycle big time.
Yeah, it'll be up here.
Now, the third one on this group that had a big drop that I was thinking could be of value is ARM, A-R-M.
A-R-L-M.
A-R-M. And this one I thought might have been a good buy between 80 and 100, but it's kind of hanging on for dear life. It's got a lot of bearishness going on to it. But,
yeah,
of course, it would. It went from 160 down to 90. But the question is this thing turning at all?
Not yet, because it's just lingering around the lower inner band.
Yeah.
And the slope on this is still negative.
Yeah.
That's still pointing down with purple on top.
Yeah. So you're kind of bottom fishing down here a little bit.
We can play cat and wood.
Yeah, 80 to 100 was supposed to be the buy-in window, possibly, some people were saying. I guess that would fill the gap. There's a gap down there, too.
Yeah, the gap from here to here.
So maybe if it's a deal where if it goes back down towards 80 and we can get some of these moving averages, or not moving averages, but your lines to show some positiveness. This is a one-year graph, or
how far? I don't know how long it is. It goes back to 2020. Looks like
about a year.
November of 2024.
Yeah.
It's a daily check.
Premature on this one if you're playing it technically.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a great company, but it is also
and what is it? Valued. What do they do?
They are the brain, supposedly, of all this AI chip stuff. So, you know, again, they're kind of in the AI chip story, along with Supermicrocomputer and NVIDIA. I mean, they seem to be three of the leaders in that area. Of course, you know, Microsoft and these guys are, and Meta and Google, you know, they're spending a lot of money on this stuff. And these are the companies that supposedly are benefiting from that investment.
Meta went almost filled that gap.
Yeah, I mean, gaps have to get filled at some point. People are always shocked, you know, the thing's at 540 and you tell them it's going to go down and close the gap and they think you have three heads on.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, all they have to do is come out and say anything negative and it's in the tank it goes.
And then one of my favorites, Google, that.
Well, they had two things they came out with that caused a little bit of a stir, and that was the buyback of $70 billion and the dividend for the first time ever. Because they're sitting on so much cash, the investors are probably saying, hey, listen, if you're not going to buy anything and you're not going to do anything, how about returning some of the capital? So they obviously heard that plea, and they satisfied it by the $70 billion. But the company is almost $3 trillion, isn't it? Almost, or $2
trillion? $2 trillion, I think.
Yeah, so I know $70 billion is not exactly going to, you know, turn the stock around. But the dividend opens up other companies, other people who have to have a dividend on the stock in order to put them into their fund.
Yeah.
It allows them to have those people buy the stock. So that's helpful.
Cool.
You know, a big thing also coming up is the 50-to-1 split on CMG, Chipotle, CMG. And again, people are front running that idea in a big way because look what the stock has done. It's up 40%. It's up 40% this year. Ever since they announced that split, everyone is piling in advance of the 50-to-1 split. Not to mention they had good earnings.
Well, $3,000 this
year. Yeah. Well, 50-to-1 will make it a $60 stock. You know.
Yeah. And when is that supposed to happen?
In June.
Well, that's a lot of money for a single share.
Yeah. Well, again, this company,
50 shares out of it.
This company is opening stores constantly and their stores they have are profitable. So it's a story that has a background to it. That's why you can see those Sunny Bands have been doing nothing but going up since it was, you know, 2,200.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, And then we got a couple of energy stocks coming out this week, Devon Energy, of which I am a proponent of, DVN. Let's just look at some of these energy stocks that are coming out because they could start flying. Devon looks pretty good to me. What does it look like to you?
Yeah, because it's closed above the flat DMA now. So that's a positive sign.
I'm a fan with my own money on that one.
And then
what about MRO?
Most recent occurrence.
Yeah, most recent occurrence. And that one's not quite as attractive looking.
No, but it had a nice long run up here and then it went back down. And right there is the Sunny Band's buy signal. Purple's on top, so I only expect it to go up to this level, which is 2850 or so.
What about FANG, F-A-N-G, Diamondback Energy? That's always a popular one. That's coming out this week, too.
Mm-hmm.
That one looks more like Devon, huh?
It does, doesn't it? Same.
So there's a couple to keep your eye on there, and let's see if I have any other energy deals that are coming out this week. Oh, ConocoPhillips, COP. That's always a popular one.
Same exact chart.
Yeah, trying to get going. And then there's a natural gas one called Williams and Williams Company, WMB. And that one looks like a little more like Devon, huh?
Yeah, that looks more positive. It's at the upper inner band. So we're right here. It'll probably just poke on up to that one.
Yeah.
And that's at well, 40, really, basically.
Now, we also have got some fertilizer stuff coming up, and this stuff has been down for a long time. One is CF Industries and Mosaic. I'm just wondering, because a lot of people are squealing that the grain market might be turning because we're going into the summer where they grow it and all that, and spring where they plant it. So do you see this turning? Because it looks to me like it's turning, possibly.
Well, yeah, but tentatively.
Tentatively, yeah.
We're right again at that flat DMA. This one looks like it could go on up through that and go to the upper inner band at 83.
Yeah, but it looks like the lows, does it look like the lows could be in on it?
And it does, and the reason I'm saying that is they didn't go all the way down to the lower outer band. See how they turned without going below that?
Uh-huh.
That's a positive sign.
Yeah, because, you know, I like to look at things before the seasons, you know, because once they start happening, you know, like oil stocks were very good in February and March, and now they're, you know, going up because we're in the season more. And right now, you know, this thing here, just to give you an idea on the history of it price-wise, the darn thing used to be as high as almost like $88. And so it went all the way down towards $76. And I'm wondering if it's going to try to make another attempt upward.
Looks like it could.
Yeah. If you look back further to 22, the thing used to be at 110, 115. Mm-hmm. So if it could get going, you know, above 85, you know, this thing has some real estate to go. And
squeeze this thing together, look how choppy it looks.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, another one is Mosaic, MOS. These are fertilizer guys, you know what I mean? Where
makes sense. This one's got the same configuration. It's below the DMA. Let's spread this back out again.
Yeah.
So we're below the DMA, purple's on top, and the slope is down. So it looks to me like it's going to go down to the lower outer band.
It's too early. To give you an idea, though, this thing used to be at 80. So like I say, if there was some kind of a grain crisis in the summer for whatever reason, I would keep an eye on these two because they would have a lot of potential if they started to turn. Too early to, you know, to ring the bell on it. But, you know, if you don't keep an eye on some of these things, the next thing you know, they've made their move and you forgot
about it. And it's gone. Yeah. And you can't chase it.
Yeah. The drugs are coming out this week, too. Let's look at Lilly, because every Tom, Dick, and Harry's been buying that thing because of that Ozempic. You know, not only is it help for diabetes, but there's 9 other things it's supposed to help with as well.
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to have you stop drinking or something like that, or if you're trying. If you're stopping drinking, it's supposed to be good. And the whole bunch of different things have come out of the woodwork that they think is good for it. Well, but at any rate, it also has had its day a little bit. That looks a little bit roundy.
It does, doesn't it? And let's look real quick at Fibonacci retracement from down here to up there.
But it is near the supporter area if you want to.
Oh, yeah. We're right at the 23.6 line right here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is a neighborhood. If it's going to stop, you know, it might be an area where it could.
Yeah. If it's going to stop, this is the place. And if it's not, it's going on down to the 38.
Yeah, I mean, you know, both NVIDIA and this is, they were reversion to the mean candidates, just like Meta. You know, when these things get so far away from the moving averages or sunny band lines or anything else, you know, gravitating back towards the bands is a high probability.
Correct.
You know, and that's a classic what happened here.
Yeah.
Amgen's coming out, AMGN. That's a monster one.
When is it? When's this name?
It's coming out with earnings on Thursday with Apple. And again, this is another one that went way, way down. So I know, is there any value down here?
Yeah, I think there is. Let's see if I take this trend line instead of on that, put it on here. And we're still above that. So we have broken out, and I think we're going on up to the upper bands.
And we got a couple of pharma deals, Regeneron, REGN. A lot of people like these biotechy stuffs now, but they're pretty much downtrending. You're kind of picking a poke in the dark here a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah, I would. I don't like to trade these things, but it's right down at this attractor, which happened back here.
Yeah.
And
so
we bounced.
There's a reason why it stopped at that 880 neighborhood, huh?
Uh-huh. So it's stopped right there, and it could either bounce and go on up through the the DMA will be flat by that time, so it would have to go up to here and then flatten that out and then go on up to change the direction. If it doesn't do that, we're not changing direction yet.
And what about Moderna, mRNA? That's coming out Thursday, too. mRNA, Moderna.
It's a topic, isn't it? Wow. Yeah.
But it looks a little bit more on the positive side, doesn't it?
Up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Yeah. And if it goes up, it's not going much more up.
Yeah.
It streams out of there and goes up to this high back here. That's a possibility. That's at 115.73. So we could go up to that level. This is not a long-term play for me. The trend is sideways.
They must have something going on drug-wise, though, because there does seem to be a little bit of a upward slope on like the gold and the purple, which I don't think is a negative.
That's true.
And talk about a stock that can be volatile. I mean, this one can really change. I'm just trying to look at a longer term history on the thing. And
Well, that's interesting because we've got this big down move all the way through here, and then it turns, and this is still part of the turn. And so right there is the next attractor. See how it hits back here? And it hits over here again. So the next attractor for it to hit is right about there, which is just above current price.
And how about the one that's really discounted, Pfizer, PFE? Is there any hope for that thing? Because, it's down around 20-some-odd dollars, and it's been around for 100 years. supposedly, they have a lot of what they call applications or whatever they call it at the FDA, 9 of them or something, which is kind of a record.
Meaning
new drugs they are trying to get approved. But this thing looks like the I-5 going to Mexico, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
With a little
and no off-ramps.
Well, there's a little detour right here in San Diego.
Yeah. So it's been a weak one. And, Bristol Myers Squibb is a weak one, and they just dropped about 10% after their earnings.
What's their symbol?
A BMY. So it's the same story as this. They're both in a downward corridor, but these guys announced their earnings, and then they really look at how it gapped down. It's possible if Pfizer doesn't come up with something futuristic.
They'll do the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Can we look at a couple of in our chat? We've got a couple of requests.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, we'll probably have some here.
Design crude light.
In our chat, how would they have Newmont Mining? Yeah, that's a good one because I do have an opinion on that.
So this is oil. Crude light, and then it goes up nicely and then down to the flat DMA. I think we've got another move up coming on this. All it would take is some more bullets over in the Middle East.
Yeah, I mean, crude, I see it as if it stays above 78 to 82, it's in a positive mode. Mm-hmm. If it gets under 82 to 78, it's going to go in the tank and shock people. So I think it's pretty much that way. Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's see here.
We wanted also.
Yeah, well, then you want to throw Amazon up? Because we did cover the two of them, but we didn't cover Amazon. Let's cover Amazon.
So this went up, 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 went above the flat DMA. Well, here is the one that's interesting. It dropped right to the lower outer band and then immediately ticked right back up. So we've got a gap on the left and a gap on the right. And it's above the DMA right now, but it's red. So that's saying we could come back down to the lower inner band at 172.82. And look at that.
One guy wants to talk about USO, which is, I guess, the same as talking about crude. USO.
Uh-huh. So it's also right at the flat.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just like crude. You know, if crude can hang into the 78.82, prices will probably be going higher. And if it breaks underneath there, party will be over.
Yeah.
Newmont Mining, though, is interesting. First of all, you want to put up gold prices. What do you put up for that? GCM or on the future?
I just look at the future.
Yeah.
This is the same chart.
Yeah.
Same chart. Up, 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 sideways.
Sideways.
And gold's on top, though. You see down here on the histogram that it's above the zero line from back over here all the way across.
Well, it's starting to do what I would hope it would do. If you're bullish, you really need it to get above 2360, 2380, which it looks like it's trying to do here today. Is this where it is live, 2357?
Correct.
And then, of course, I had a 2320. Where's your green line there? About 23, what?
Which green?
The one underneath where we are now. The first green one comes in around Yeah, there you go. 2316, 2313, whatever.
Yeah, right in there. And the lower was
it? Yeah, I thought if it broke under there, it'd be very negative for the gold. But right now, it looks like it wants to go the other way. And you see 2360, 2380 as the neighborhood to get back on the bicycle, kind of?
I do. Yeah. We need to get above this flat DMA with gold on top. It's encouraging.
Yeah.
But it's got to get above that. I want to see 5,000.
Yeah, well, they keep printing money, though. Might get it, you know?
Yeah.
And what about Newmont Mining? Because I thought it had hit some resistance the other day. How's it doing? NEM?
I got the letters. NEM,
yeah. I mean, I love this thing in the low 30s, but I thought it had hit some kind of resistance.
One, two, three, four, fifth wave.
Yeah. 4380. Yeah. 4383. I mean, do you see anything up there? Because I got something that two of my averages are meeting like long lost friends. And it was at 4385, 4390, which is pretty much the high of the move right now. So is any,
that's right.
any reason why that could be resistance?
Well, if it goes below this upper outer band on the sunny bands, then we're going back down.
Yeah.
But right now it's very positive.
Oh, no, it's a very positive thing because, like I say, it also could very easily run up towards 50. Do you have longer-term graphs we could look at to kind of see what the bands look like on a longer term? Because, you know, this thing was in a downtrend here for a long, long time.
Weekly this is chart. Really good.
Yeah, there you go. So the upper band on the green there is 44.36.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. It seemed to be near the upper band of it.
It seems like it wants to go up, though.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Everything's curled up.
Yep.
Yeah. Definitely looks good. But how come the stuff on the bottom is not in the plus side?
Because purple's still on top on the DMA.
Oh, okay.
Even with that up move, it hasn't been enough to pull the dynamic moving average up.
Right.
So it's still below the zero line. But, you know, this little bar right here is very, very small. So the tendency at this point is to go up above.
See, that's one of the problems with the Newmont Mining on the longer-term graphs is that, you know, it does not have all the averages inverted to the upside. And, but I mean, this move last week where it just took off from 38 to 44, that blew through a lot of stuff. And it does look very, very, very strong right now.
It does.
But if gold were to stumble, this stuff having a reversion back to the mean is not out of the question either, huh?
No, that's never out of the question. That's what the market does. It goes back and forth.
Yeah. And the mean on this stuff is where purple and gold is, which is really in the 30s, right?
It's down at 37.76 or 78. Yeah.
So that's why I was thinking that it might have hit a high point at around 44 last week, if it can't get taken out. And then if the gold breaks out above the 2380 area, then obviously the pullback is probably off the table, and it's probably going to go for that 50 number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why don't we look at silver while we're at it? Because that has been sneakily going up pretty sharply. Once you got above 22, 23, that was pretty much on the roll here.
And we've got gold on top telling us things going up with some steam. And it broke right here below the upper inner band. You can see the second band.
Yeah.
Which is also an attractor from back over here.
Right.
But at the moment, it looks like it's trying to go up to break that area again. This is the last bar. That's today's bar.
Well, it really had a parabolic jump up to $30.
It did.
Yeah. Now, when you see those parabolic-y type of things like that, is that normally the high point for a while? When you see it looks like the Eiffel Tower up there? You know?
Yeah. It can go parabolic for a long time.
Yeah.
So as long as we're up at the upper outer band, we're going up. It can. So this is this red bar coming down through the inner band is a sell setup. But I look then for confirmation on the next bar, and we don't have confirmation for a sell.
No, because, again, those things are not really pointing down those upper bands.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're really going to have a substantial drop of any type, don't you normally have to have those bands pointing down?
Oh, yeah, they should be.
I mean, if you're going to go substantially lower, you're not going to find too many substantial drops or sustained drops unless the upper bands are pointing downward, I don't
think. Yeah, yeah.
That's a reasonable statement to make.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of the stocks that I really like in that area, PAAS. People probably like to know if there's any stocks to look at there. And I've been a fan of this one for a
Look
while.
how wild this was back here.
Oh, yeah.
And then we go down, and then we go up above the DMA and goes only to the upper inner band, which tells me it's weak and getting ready to go down again.
Yeah.
And it does.
But
And
lately, it's been on the upswing for sure.
I'm sorry, say that again.
On the lately, I was encouraged by it around the 13-14 neighborhood. You can see now it's been on the bicycle here for a little while.
Yeah.
So this has been the way I played the silver on the stock side. This one.
Let's see, horizontal line across. Where does that hit? Right up there is where the next attractor is. We hit it here, here, and here, and almost there. So I think it's going to go on up to, what does it say, 20.90?
Yeah, 2021. Like I say, I like to tell people, you want to plant your seeds in the 13 to the 15 area. And then when it gets up here, you want to have the harvest. You want to try to find your buying at the harvest time. You're supposed to be reaping the rewards of seeding the land down at the 15, 13, 14 area.
Down in here, yeah.
Kind of like on NVIDIA, I started picking it up at 187 and change. When it gets to 1,000, it's not exactly when I want to start buying.
Right.
Another one up here is called AG. It's Majestic Silver. AG. It's been a friend of mine, too.
Well, it had a big run up back here.
Yeah.
Now, this, again, is a weekly. So let's look back at the daily.
Like I say, this one's been a good one. But again, you plant your seeds at 450 and 5, and then this harvest is at 850. It's not a time to start planting seeds.
Right.
Now it's pulled back, so obviously once it pulls back, if you want to take another bite at the apple, obviously they gave you a chance to buy it back here at $6 almost,
Mm-hmm. And if you don't count the wicks, we've got a gap right here that needs to fill.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to mention a couple that I've keeping an eye on in case people don't know what the heck they're looking at. Let's look at another metal called copper. And there's another stock in there that I've been a friend of mine.
What's the symbol for copper?
Isn't it the HG?
HG.
So you can see why copper has been a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. This is a nice one.
Yeah. But again, kind of rough to get started initiating positions when it's that extended,
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's a poster child for a pullback, really.
But it's still parabolic and it's going on up like
that. I wouldn't short it. A lot of these things are either too high to buy, too strong to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, you got to kind of say, I either missed the train, I got to wait for them to come back and pick up passengers, or just say, I don't want to drive on that train. It looks like a wild one. two copper stocks that I like was Freeport-McMoRan FCX. That's been a great one. Total buy signal there between 36 and 40, right?
Mm-hmm. Got a buy signal right here as it passes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you could have got a little bit on the pullback.
Two gaps.
And the other one is Southern Copper SCCO. Same story.
Yeah, just exactly. Well, I was reading something the other day about all the copper that we're using more and more of now.
And these guys are buying up companies because starting a new mine is too expensive. So it's causing a lot of consolidation and activity. So, some of these funds like XME, which is a one-stop shop for all these metals, is not a bad way to go.
Yeah.
Because this gives you new mining, you get your Freeport-McMoRan, it gives you all kinds of stocks in there. Plus, it probably gives you some small ones that could get bought out.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, the copper industry does not want to open mines. They'd rather buy each other up.
Yeah. And we dropped to the lower inner band here and bounced back up. So we're at least going to go up to the upper inner band, which is 62.16.
Mm-hmm.
If not to the upper outer. But see how they're squeezing and they're kind of pointed down now?
Mm-hmm.
Now that can happen for a while, or it can turn it right around because they're squeezing it. In any case, I would anticipate a sizable move.
You got also coming out cybersecurity one, Fortinet, FTNT. Let's see what cybersecurity is going on here. FTNT. So we hit the metals pretty good. You guys got a pretty good idea on what's going on there. What about FTNT? Yeah, that's in the tanker a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And probably going down more.
And another big one.
Tractor, it's probably going down to that level at 60, 70.
Yeah, because it looks like they're giving up their concern about cybersecurity because put up PANW, Palo Alto Networks.
Say that again.
PANW, PANW, Palo Alto. And you can see this one, you know, this is the leader in this industry. So for whatever reason, it looks like they have cut back, although this one seems like it's trying to turn up, doesn't it?
It does. It looks like it wants to go on up to this outer band.
This is a leader in the, maybe a couple of breaches and they'll get their checkbook back out or something, you know?
Yeah.
So that was interesting. In the area of like consumer staples, they're coming out. Let's look at Coca-Cola, KO.
Well, that's just going to go on up. We've got a nice attractor right here below current price. That looks like to me Coca-Cola is going to sell some more Cokes. Did you
and, go? The other one, McDonald's. Let's see what Mickey D looks like. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They haven't sold enough Coca-Cola.
No, they, I think that Chipotle, grabs a lot of their business. And then, of course, their prices are not low anymore. So the lower-end buyer is probably going to Burger King or something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you go in there and get a Happy Meal, it's, you know, going to have a 10 number on it.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Wow. I haven't been to McDonald's in years.
Yeah. Well, you got to start hanging around with people under 5 years old.
I used to take just Friday nights, just to take an hour off. I'd take my kids to McDonald's and let them play in the jungle gym area.
Yeah. We got a couple of I would call them travel and leisure companies coming up. MGM Grand, MGM is coming out this week on Wednesday, and Caesar's coming out tomorrow. Let's see how the old gamers are doing.
Good, does it?
No,
look at all this. Almost back here, 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 and there's the attractor.
It's right on. Supposedly, the convention business dried up here a little bit in Las Vegas. And of course, the convention drying up wouldn't help this place.
No.
And then China's not exactly gambling as much as they used to either, doesn't look like. So that's another thing. So that's why there's some downward projections here.
Yeah.
With regards to Caesars, CZR, same story.
They're lower.
They're all on the defensive here, aren't they?
Uh-huh, but this one's even lower. There's no bottom underneath it right now.
And then what about travel? Expedia, EXPE, coming out Wednesday?
Well, there's a lot of them coming out this week.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, the last week and this week is pretty much 90%, seemed like it.
Wow.
So the travel and leisure thing is not happening, or is it trying to turn up and hit that gap?
It's trying to.
Yeah. You know, the money's made during November going into January, though. When the lines look like that, that's when you're going to make money. When you are trying to, fight against the current, which is obviously down, hoping it turns, that's a harder time to make money.
It is, for sure.
With regards to booking, BKNG, booking.com, booking.yeah, that's the way the ad says. Yeah, a little bit stronger than Expedia, but certainly playing defense.
Still in the same kind of configuration, isn't it?
Yeah. And
the lines below, the showing me that purple's on top on the DMA, the lines below are reverting to the green, which means it wants to go up.
You know, another one that they kind of threw out for dead is PayPal, PYPL, coming out today. PayPal, PYPL. They threw that out for dead at $52. I did some call buying down there. I got it up to 64, and then I said bye-bye. But it looks like it's going to keep going.
It does. It looks like it's going to approach 70 right up here.
Yeah. And, that thing, I was around when it turned, and then it pulled all the way back, you see, to 56. But it held, and now it's like the ever-runny bunny, It just keeps going. Every time they knock it down, it keeps coming up. So something's going on there.
Yeah, it's still moving up today. You just saw it take a couple ticks up.
By the way, Uber's coming out on Wednesday, and everybody owns that thing. UBER. It's a four-letter deal. Now, that looks like it might have had a day. Maybe because, the conventions and stuff is slow down, and the travel of stocks are slowing down. Maybe it runs along that line,
Yeah, I think they're all related.
Yeah, it seems like it is. I guess if you're not on a holiday, you don't need a ride. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Robert Prechter's asking, P-E-N-N?
Which one?
Said Robert Prechter in the chat.
Penn Gaming is another gambling stock. Let's put up DraftKings. Maybe that's in the tanker too. TK or DKNG. DKNG, DraftKings. Yeah, they're all on the defensive right now.
They're all on the defensive.
Maybe the consumer has finally reached the point where they spent all their money, their credit cards are maxed out, they've gone on all the trips they wanted to go on, they bet the games and lost their money, so that's not much fun anymore.
And so now they have to gamble to make up enough money to pay.
So now, you know, they're saying, I'm out of that game. picking these NBA games is probably not the easiest thing to do since they're all over the place. So it does seem like that's going to travel and leisure. Looks like it's backing off a little bit. Might be a statement on the consumer a little bit, maybe. Commercial real estate is coming out tomorrow. Boston Properties, BXP. Let's see if commercial real estate is turning. No, that looks like it's on the defensive still.
And we had another bank buyout last week because the whatever it was failing. And so a bigger bank bought that one out instead of letting it fail. So real estate holdings in commercial properties are overfinanced and can't make their money back. So this speaks to that, I think.
And Honeywell's coming out in industrial, I believe, H-O-N. I thought I saw HOS too. Honeywell's on the defensive as well.
Yeah, a lot of them are, which is accounting for why the Dow isn't higher than it is now, and we're still in a correction mode.
Yeah.
There's
a utility coming out today with earnings. Public Service New York and New Jersey. That one has a place in my heart because when I was working, my dad wanted to buy into it. PEG. PEG, and it was going for $15 with a 7% dividend. The stock goes to like 50. I asked him if he wanted to sell. It's only 3 times what you paid or more, 4 times what you paid. He goes, no, I just like the dividend, leave it alone. And now look, the thing, it just, if
this
you look back 20 years
thing
on this
is not
chart,
pegged.
Yeah.
This thing's ready to go up higher.
Yeah. Now, it's just been a great company. They pay a great dividend, and they're always going up, it seems like.
And what is it again?
They are a utility, New York and New Jersey utility.
I see.
So plenty of houses back there, plenty of electricity to sell people to,
Yep. And we've got a previous top. So the attractor across there limits it to that price. But if we go above that, we're going to jump above it.
We've got a little time here, and I think we should... since we're giving quite a bit of information out here, why don't we do international now and put up FXI. We'll start out with looking at China. FXI. That's the large cap China. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm a fan of old China now. Yeah, I thought it turned up around the 22, 23 neighborhood. As long as it stays above there, I think more time will help this thing, not hurt it.
Yeah.
K-Web is the other one I'm keen on, K-W-E-B.
Oh, look at that one. These are not the configuration of those other ones that we were watching.
Yeah.
This is a wild move up.
Well, money's coming in there, despite all the bad press they're getting, because they are trying to turn their situation around. If you had a long-term chart on this, these things are coming off of some very low prices. The only thing that I'm a little surprised on is that Las Vegas Sands has not been able to go, but I think just the gaming industry itself looks like it's on the defensive because maybe people just, have figured out that you lose money when you gamble.
This is K-Web on a weekly chart. You can see it's just,
yeah.
Even though it's gone up nicely, and if you look at it on the different scale, this is exciting, but this is sideways.
It is. No, this is something that if they can keep it going and get above the upper bands here, there's a lot of potential.
Yes.
It also could stop at the upper bands and be all done.
Yeah, and if we look at the attractors, we've got one there and one here.
Yeah. So if China's going to be a deal where it's just going to be a slug, then the upper bands will hold, and most of the run-up that we just had is it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
getting into a narrower channel, you see. It has to break out one direction or the other from the channel.
Yeah. The ones that on the international scene that seem to have legs and something is like Japan, EWJ, Edward William J. That seems to be, although it pulled back here, the trajectory seems still to be overall somewhat positive.
I would say so.
And they've let their currency go to hell because they're saying to themselves, listen, we needed inflation. We're getting some. We needed our stocks to go up. They've gone through the roof. So who cares what our currency is going for? Because we export everything anyway.
Yeah.
Just making our stuff cheaper every time we drop the currency. So, you know, their currency, they're almost still at negative interest rate. So, you know, they don't care about their currency. What about EWA, Australia? With the turnaround in the gold prices, you know, that's a commodity country. A little bit positive, but nothing to write home about. Yeah. And the other one would be Canada, another commodity country, EWC. Same idea. Yeah. And then you've got the reshoring, nearshoring stuff in Mexico, EWW.
That looks like it's going on up. You see how it's hit the flat DMA here? Yeah. Gold's been on top forever.
I mean, we're doing a lot of stuff with those guys down there. The only thing we're not doing is controlling the border, but apparently everything else is going well. Maybe we're going to have them, we're going to hire them to stop the traffic to the border before it gets there by 50 miles. And maybe that's another revenue source for them if somebody comes up with that idea. You know? a lot cheaper than paying our guys, paying their guys. Okay, so after that, we would look at India, INDA. And of course, that's a big... monster. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So it's above that attractor and going to go on. So we've got right here. See how it hit, came down and hit that area right here. Bounced off of it. Sunny bands are flattening out there. So we'll see.
Yeah. And what about Europe? SPEU.
Looks like it has some more room on the upside too.
Yeah. Well, that's Europe. And that's trying to make a turn down here.
Let's draw that line in while we are here. There's the tops. It'll take it several days to do that, but it could surely do it. 4400.
And a lot of people like to get income on their money while they invest internationally. So I watch VYMI for that.
That B as in boy?
No, Victor YMI. And that's not a bad one that I have been a fan of, where you get income from the dividends. And you have the international exposure. And obviously, it's been an appreciating asset for a while. So that's a different way of trying to go international, but also get some income at the same time. And obviously, I'm not in a party of one. This has been going up here for a while.
Yeah, it's going to go up a little more, I think. Yeah. It's going to at least try for this line, this horizontal line that's across there.
Well, clearly, following the trends is very effective way of going, and Sunny Bands can be very effective in helping you with that. So before we run out of time, Sunny, tell people how they can get a hold of you and what you can do for them.
You can get a hold of me very easily. My website, moneymentor.com, has my phone number right at the top of every page. So 760-908-3070. If you'll text me TAWS, I'll sign you up for my live trading room on Wednesday for free. I am a professional trader. I've been trading for 43 years. And I would love to meet other traders and new traders and seasoned traders and that sort of thing.
Perfect. As far as option professors concerned, I have timing indicators of my own that I use. And obviously, I've been doing this for decades, so I have a certain amount of product knowledge. Option professor speaks a lot right there. And so you go to my website, optionprofessor.com, put in your information. I call you back. I explain how I can help you. And then if there's a match, there's a match. If there's not, we both have a great day. So do that, optionprofessor.com, and see how I can help, not only in timing, but also how to trade the option. Sunny, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon. And everybody, a big week ahead. Have a great time. Have a good trading week. And we'll talk to you next time. I'll send it back to David. Again, thanks, Sunny.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. A lot of great analysis today. So thank you to you both. Just a quick reminder for everyone watching. This is being recorded and will be posted to timing.
11:00 a.m.
Sorry
about that. will be posted to timingresearch.com as soon as I can get it processed. Also, if you search for Timing Research on YouTube, Substack, or your favorite podcast app, you can get the recordings that way as well. And also, very important, coming up next week, we have another big Synergy Trader event. So the topic for this one will be psychology, discipline, and time management. So Well, Sonny and Jim, the option professor, will be doing presentations for that. Also, got a very good full 30 presenter lineup ready to go for that. And that will be May 7th, 8th, and 9th from 10 a.m. Eastern Time until 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And we actually have seven first-time guests scheduled for this one. So a bunch of some great people who are brand new to timing research, and of course some returning favorites. So again, psychology, discipline, and time management. And that's going to be next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, May 7th, 8th, and 9th. And to access the event, just go to timingresearch.com while we're live, and there will be a link to join the room. So, all right. I just want to thank my guests again for today, Sonny Harris of moneymentor.com and the option professor of optionprofessor.com. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, David.